Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're doing well. You probably hear our generator running in the back. We're on the Gospel Road. Got set up for camp for the night. Wanted to do an audio teaching. This is in line with the other day I did an audio teaching on art for children and adults. This was from the same woman on the other side of the world, the same mother, believer, asking about music and art in her children's lives. So today we're going to talk about instrumental music for children and believing adults. Again, this goes along with the art topic. You can look that up at the teaching blog. Look up the topic of art. I think that we can speak to this topic pretty well. Sister Debbie and I were both involved in instrumental music. I dabbled with it. Sister Debbie was very serious with it, playing the violin most of her unregenerated Christian life, non-Christian life. And so we know the draw, we know the fleshly part of it, we know the time it takes, we know the interest of it. So it's not like we've never touched instruments. We get it. We understand. So unlike the topic of art, where I think there's some leeway in there, like you can make a living in certain art fields and there's certain allowance of art, like if you hang something on your wall, if it's not expensive and ungodly, I don't see that with music. I can be far more dogmatic on this topic. And I'm going to do that because that's what I see in God's Word. Now, I teach all about instrumental music not being part of the New Testament body. Go to our teaching blog from DontParish.com. Look up the articles on biblical music, music, instrumental music. There's one link and it shows a whole bunch of articles there. Instruments were not used in the New Testament body. They were Old Testament. Today, we are the instrument. God gives us His Spirit. We are the instrument today. Instruments are a fleshly way of the old days, Old Testament. Now we walk in the Spirit. We're to live and function in the Spirit. You know, I won't teach on the music part here. If you look at the actual Greek and you see all that's involved, it's very clear to see. The New Testament body didn't use musical instruments. They were phased out. Did you know that the New Testament bodies, there were no instruments used for about 900 years until the Roman Catholics brought organs back into the buildings, their pagan buildings? Today, what do you see? Carnal, worldly type rock bands in so-called churches. Yeah, that's the slippery slope you can be on. So go study that topic biblically. My articles will help you. And I think you will see the pattern of God is not for instruments. Man loves instruments. God moved away from them in His New Testament body, and that's who we're supposed to be following. We'll get to that. So the question at hand is, should children or believing adults practice and play instrumental music in their lives? Let me be clear and direct. I myself, after studying this for years, having made adjustments in my life, comparing to the biblical New Testament body in God's Word, I see no reason to be involved in it as a child or a saint of God for the following reasons. Let me give you some biblical reasons. Not just because I don't like it, it's because God's Word says it. Apostle Paul says, keep the ways He handed down. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. That was not musical instruments. Consider that. We're to keep the ways Paul handed down. It wasn't instruments. Instrumental music is fleshly. We talked about that already. Look at churchianity today. Most of their gatherings is really about how good their music is. We can't please God in the flesh. Romans 8:8. Instrumental music makes you move your flesh. It's a mood-altering device. It's fleshly. You can't please God in your flesh. Practicing, which takes a lot to be good at an instrument, is a time waster when we're to be spending it on what? Eternal things. Fellowship, studying the Word, praying, preaching the gospel, discipling. Yeah, we're to redeem the time. Ephesians 5:16. Practicing on an instrument is not redeeming the time for the kingdom of God. Ephesians 5:19, as I said, tells us we are now the instrument. Go look up the Greek. We literally pluck our heartstrings, and Paul says, make a melody in your heart. Go look it up. Go study it. You're going to see the pattern, the history, the Word of God. It teaches it clearly. Instruments lead to all kinds of ungodly associations, parties, gatherings, unions, clubs, when we're to be holy and set apart for God. 1 Peter 1:15. Instrumental music draws you close to the world and your flesh. The Bible says, come out of the world and come out of your flesh. Instrumental music creates a fake practicing way to worship God, and that's a false way. We practice for our egos and the praise of men. We don't practice for God. God does not ask us to practice. Do you ever practice hugging your wife? How ridiculous. She wants what you give her. God wants what we offer him. We don't practice it. That is a fake, false way. We're to do it in the spirit. John 4:24 tells us we must worship God in spirit and truth. Instrumental music is a pride creator. Oh, we see this all the time. People trying to play better, getting better instruments, studying longer, getting college degrees, joining bands, getting praises from people, synthesizing, computer tweaking. It's prideful, and Proverbs 6 says God hates pride. Instrumental music and the practice of it can lead you into the world. Like I said, with all kinds of classical music, unbiblical gatherings, contemporary Christian music, which is full of heresy, sin, and false ways. And then, of course, like I said, secular music as well. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, do not conform to the world, but come out of it. I see people making whole ministries out of playing music. The Bible never teaches such a thing. And they ignore and pretty much do away with preaching the biblical gospel and the call of repentance and living holy. It's a total distraction to the Great Commission. Go read Mark 16 and Matthew 28. We're to go preach the gospel to all nations, making disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. He didn't command that we play instrumental music in the New Testament. Amen. In most cases, instrumental music becomes the focus in the gatherings, maybe I said that already, versus the Word of God. Yeah, it's ear-tickling. It draws people in. It pleases people. Kids love it. Women love it. Men love it. Easter and Christmas, that's why people love it. All the pageants and the music and the orchestras. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we're to live by every word out of God's mouth, not be focused on instrumental fleshly music. So when it's all said and done, instrumental music, they're not ordained of God. They are not needed in the New Testament body, nor biblically ordained by God. We have no authority to add them in. If you allow them in your private home, that's going to be up to you, men, mothers. But I hope you test yourself and really pray and study deep about that. I've noticed in Scripture the pattern of not seeing instrumental music. I noticed Jesus didn't use them when he instituted the Lord's Supper. Matthew 26, 30. And when they had sung a hymn, and when they had sung an hymn, they went out unto the Mount of Olives. A hymn is a cappella music. That's the pattern we see in the New Testament body. Apostle Paul, nor any of the disciples, used them at all in the local gatherings of the body in the first century. Nowhere in the New Testament scriptures do we see them. And we're to imitate Paul and Jesus. Go read 1 Corinthians 11. So I see no eternal value in spending time to master some instrument, nor do I see how it could ever become a godly living. I don't see how you can sell instruments. I don't see how you could teach it. I don't see how you could play in a band. I just don't see it part of a true, godly, holy, set-apart saint. Now, people will say, well, this is my worship to God. God did not ask for that type of worship. That's you in your flesh. You know, it's kind of like men that say, I play football for the glory of God. It's my worship. God did not ask you to be a worldly, carnal, violent, covetous football player. That's an invention of man. That's foolishness. No, we're not to be doing those things unto God. What did God ask us to do? 1 Samuel 15, he wants obedience. Right? That's what he wants most of all. Obedience and holiness. Not us banging on instruments or pieces of wood with strings. Now, I've been asked this question. So you're telling me a man can't play guitar alone in his basement and do it to God? Hey, I'm not telling you he can't do that. Maybe he can do that unto God. I won't stop him. I won't convince him he can't. But here's the facts. God doesn't require it. God didn't ask for it. And by doing so, that man goes against the New Testament men that went before him, called by God himself to worship and follow and serve him. And none of them sat in a basement, sat in their tents, and played instruments in the New Testament. So it's a fleshly way. People say, I want to give it to God because they love it. God didn't ask for it. And how do we worship God? We worship God his way, not our way. Remember Uzzah the priest. God says, don't touch my ark with human hands. It started falling. Uzzah thought, well, I'm going to help God my way and touch the ark. It was falling with his hand. And what did God do? God killed him. God said, don't touch my ark. God's serious about his commands. We need to be serious about his model for his New Testament body, right? So we have to consider all these things. And we have to make sure that we're following the pattern we see in the New Testament. I've had people that have wanted to bring a guitar to the gathering. Oh, come on, Brother James, it's just a guitar. And I say, well, if I allow you in my gathering with just a guitar, how can I stop eventual rock band? Because somebody's going to want bongos, somebody's going to want drums, somebody's going to want bass guitar, electric guitar, trumpets, shofars. You see what I'm saying? As soon as you open the floodgate to one instrument, you can't stop a full-blown band, and we don't see that anywhere in the New Testament model that God gave us. No, it's a slippery, slippery slope. I say beware, don't let anything in. Just like I asked on the art topic, could you ever see Jesus or Paul or Peter or John taking music lessons, spending their time to tweak on a harp or some instrument? No, I can't see that at all. No. They were set on the kingdom of God, learning the word, preaching the word, fellowshipping, praying, eating and working to support themselves, then going out to restore their souls in God's creation. That's about all they were about. Not hobbies. Not instrumental music. Now, going back to children, when they're taught on this, and they're taught as youngsters to train, it's a good, you know, disciple. It teaches you to learn. But then as they get to be adults and you go, well, we really can't use that in the body because God didn't want that. That's kind of confusing for them. They don't need to learn to play a musical instrument. That's a total cultural thing. It is a total fleshly thing. It is a total man-centered thing. It clearly is not ordained of God. The Bible tells us to teach children in the scriptures, not how to play instrumental music that can sweep them away. David, King David, tells us what godly people do most. Psalm 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yeah, we're supposed to be about the word of God day and night, not instrumental music. It's not popular. You know, let me say this quickly. We've had more people separate from us over instrumental music probably than any other single item. Maybe dress, makeup, sports, things like that. They're all real high up there at the top. It's hard to believe how much people love these things. I mean, we've had people love their guitar more than they love us, the people of God. It is true. They separated from us over a guitar or wanting to have a band in the body of Christ. They didn't love God's people. They didn't love God's model. They loved their instrumental music. Yeah, Jesus says, you will know them by their fruit. God's people pursue godly, eternal things. I don't see the fruit of that. I don't see the commandment of that to be including instrumental music in the life of biblical, holy, set-apart saints. You're to be raising your children in godly fashion, teaching them how to grow up and be godly adults and provide for themselves, teaching them to find their ministry, whether it's Titus 2 keepers or mothers or fathers providing, preaching the gospel with their life and with their words, finding a ministry, whether it's full-time traveling, in their own town. We're supposed to be about the proclamation of God's word, not just making money and enjoying life sitting around plucking on an instrument. I know I'm being pretty hard on this, but I got to be honest with you. I don't have a lot of patience for people. Not this lady that asked. She's just asking. I don't have a lot of patience for people who come and they're lifelong musicians and all they do is defend their flesh and their ways, and they throw God's word to the curb, and they claim to be a Christian. I don't have a lot of patience for that. The Bible tells me to be long-suffering, but you know who I'm long-suffering with? People like this lady or other saints that are striving for truth, trying to find truth. I am not long-suffering with people that keep sin, worldliness, and flesh. You will not find one verse in all of the Bible where it tells you to be long-suffering in anyone's sin or false doctrine. No, in fact, it's loving to call them out of it. So, yeah, I get a little righteous anger about this. And maybe one of the reasons is this. Sister Debbie and I have paid the price. We crushed ours and threw them away. Yeah, we threw our instrumental music away, all of our instrumental stuff away. We threw so much of our worldly life away. It wasn't easy. But you know what? It's one of the reasons we are who we are today, all to the glory of God, the Word of God, the Spirit of God. Because he called us to obedience and we strive to do it and we see the fruit in our life and our ministry. If we would have hung on to all the things we had in our life, music and worldliness and pride and vanity and sports and hobbies, we would not be godly saints today. Yeah, something to consider. What you root your life in, is that's going to be the product of your fruit. Consider that. So again, go see my articles on instrumental music at the teaching blog from don'tperish.com. You'll see it's not the pattern God ordained. If you want to please God, go His way. If you want to raise your children up, focus them in the Word of God and good, pure, and true things. Go listen to that audio I did on art. That'll help you as well. Train them in the Word. Be living and sharing the gospel. Put away the playing of instrumental music. It just is not needed. Last point. Some people say, well, it's going to be in heaven because we see all these instruments in the book of Revelation in heaven. You know what? If God institutes it in heaven, that's God's prerogative. It's His heaven. We do not see it on earth in the New Testament body whatsoever. And even when they say that, that's very suspect. And that's another topic altogether. So I hope that helps you see clear. On instrumental music, I myself find them to be a distraction, fleshly, unbiblical, and part of the corrupt churchianity and false Christian music that is all around everywhere today. People standing on stage, being adored, lifting themselves up, selling the music of God, so-called selling the music of God. Becoming rich and millionaires. Hey, we preached outside Christian music festivals, and the men that headline it, they're worth $20 million. How did they get to be worth $20 million? They didn't invent a company or work real hard or invest. No. They twang on a guitar, thump on a guitar, and they sell their fleshly music to so-called Christians for mood altering. And then they go do concerts and people jump around and scream in their flesh and act that way. That does not sound like the holiness of God that we see in the New Testament. So I hope that helps you ponder things. Check out those resources. Let me know I can help you in any of those things. Don't be stumbled by the ways of the world, the ways of churchianity, and the ways of your flesh. Cling to the Word of God. Strip your life down. Because everything's all about eternity. Money is just a tool while we're here. Clothing is just something to clothe our temple while we're here. Cars and a shelter and food just gets us through this life. But rest and hope and put your trust and your time and your effort mostly in the kingdom of God. You cannot take your guitar, your violin, or your trumpet to heaven with you. But you can get there. And through living and preaching the gospel, you can take others or help be part of in a small way, letting others know that they can also enter the kingdom of God. What kingdom are you living for? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan? Consider that today. Instrumental music is not part of God's kingdom today. It clearly is of Satan's kingdom and the corrupt secular music industry and the corrupt churchianity industry. Hey, we love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. May God be praised.